We're watching films on the toilet, 'cause that's what dads have to do. When the movie's unsuitable for your kids, then pretend you need a number two. If you need a break from your family or spouse, there's a lavatorial picture house. Watch Terminator 2 while you're sitting on the loo. Enjoy the whole of Rambo 4 with your trousers on the floor. We're watching films on the toilet. How about you?
This Lent, my wife and I have both on a sugar fast. So it's like, you're not allowed any sugar whatsoever. So like even, you know, things like ketchup, whatever, you can't have because obviously it's got sugar in it. I was like, oh, okay, I'll give it a go. And then thinking to myself, well, I just have to really lean into all the stuff with like artificial sweetness in, because that'll just about get me by. And then my wife was just like, oh no. This is, by the way, like a few days in. She was like, no, you can't have stuff with sweeteners in either. You can't have sugar or anything that tastes like sugar. It's got to be like a no sweetness thing.
That's a new rule.
That's exactly how I felt.
You should have established that beforehand.
I know. It's just like, first of all, my wife, this is bullshit. And I've got about 3 weeks into it now. And I've actually just gone, I'm having squash. I'm having sugar-free squash.
Excellent.
I got to have something sweet. Clearly, I do have an issue, like, because I've been feeling very cross without having sweet stuff. But pretty much all squash these days is like sugar-free. So I've been like, why can't I have that? Stupid that I can't have that.
Basically, Eamon, this Lent's stupid. Who are you letting down? Like, if you went and had, you know, a bag of Skittles right now, you're going to let God down? You've let God down already. So
yeah,
you got nothing to do.
All that really bad stuff is what God's cross with.
You didn't give that up for Lent, did you?
No, I've been doing, I do that all the time. All that bad stuff.
All that stuff.
Do you know what I do now? Is I Google what Easter egg I'm going to get, like, but for hours at a time.
What have you found?
Number one is the extremely chocolatey M&S biscuity egg.
Oh, M&S eggs are good.
Yeah, well, I bought it for my wife last year. It's not an egg. It's like a ring shape. You know, in a really posh biscuits, you get the chocolate rings with really deep, like thick chocolate. It's kind of like basically that.
So just like a massive chocolate biscuit.
Massive chocolate biscuit.
Good. Well, welcome to Watching Films on the Toilet, a podcast in which me, Ben and Eamon,
hello,
this guy, we talk about movies that we can't watch with our movies. There you go. We talk about movies that we can't watch with our movies. And that's the introduction. And we're moving on.
Good.
So today we are going to be talking about Blade Trinity, which is dreadful. But we'll be telling you why we hated it so much a little later on. First of all, Eamon, do we have any correspondence from the previous episode?
I got a voice message.
Oh, okay. I have as well. It's interesting.
Dear Watching Films on the Toilet, I wanted to get in touch since I'm that fella that punched a bomb that you were speaking about in the last episode. First off, you're a pair of cons. And I'll f***ing chin you if we ever meet. Second, I had every right to chin that bomb. He was in my garden uninvited, and I don't care who you are. If you sneak into my garden uninvited, you're gonna get decked. When a football got kicked over by the boys across the road, I chinned it. Last winter, a robin moved into my garden. Lamped the c***, didn't I? And I lamped its fucking eggs and all. When some of my neighbour's blossom blew into the garden, I chinned every petal. When the neighbour came round to apologise, I chinned him. And when his wife leaned over the fence to see what was going on, I fucking lamped her out. That's it. If you're in my garden, I'll chin you, bum or no.
That's the end of it.
Wow. So that's the guy that chinned a bomb?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a rich chinner, isn't he? Is he, he's probably oldest man in Plymouth, isn't he?
Our old school caretaker.
Apparently, how was it the old school caretaker or his mate?
It was his mate. It was his mate with one eye and the moustache. He was like a, his build was like a cube. That's the best way to describe him. It's just like so wide and like.
Yeah, someone got in a fight, right? Someone punched him so hard his eye came out. But he punched him back so hard his egg came off. That was the story.
Wouldn't be surprised, mate. Wouldn't be surprised.
Well, it's interesting that you got a letter from that man, Eamon. I've also had a voice message regarding the incident that occurred in Plymouth last week.
Okay.
But yeah, two slightly different perspectives, thankfully.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go.
This is a message for Raymond and Ed. I was absolutely horrified by the jokes you made about the terrible events in Plymouth a few weeks ago. How would you feel if you found an old bomb in your garden? Not Gerd, I imagine. Would you like to be woken up at 4 o'clock in the morning and be told to leave your house? Or no? Even though I live on the other side of Plymouth and did not have to evacuate my home, I was still terrified that bomb would blow up my house and son. My sister had to leave her house for a whole day. She missed the delivery of a fridge freezer she'd ordered and had to pay £40 to have it redelivered. She couldn't have a shower, so she looked dirty at work. And she didn't have her morning cup of tea, so she had a dry mouth all day. It was, Anthony, where do you think you're going?
I'm going out.
You are grounded, young man. Go to your room.
Oh.
This whole thing has caused no end of trouble. My son, Anthony, thought it'd be funny to knock on people's doors and tell them to look in their back gardens where they'd find his best friend, Jaden, lying on the grass, dressed as a bomb. Awful. So, next time, think a bit harder before you start making jokes. How would you like a dry mouth? I don't think you would. Goodbye. My name is Denise Martin.
There you go.
I tell you what, I wouldn't like a dry mouth.
Sorry, Denise.
Yes, yeah,
we were insensitive, weren't we?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, a lot of worry. Well, we won't mention it again.
Mm.
We probably will.
Yeah.
But God bless Plymouth.
Should we address our shame?
Yes, we should. So basically, what we've spent the past 10 minutes doing, which we've edited out, is talking about what this segment's going to be. And we've come to the conclusion that we're going to talk about movie news and maybe some toilet news. But this week, we didn't have any. And we tried, didn't we? We did try. But it just wasn't funny at all.
Yeah, it was poor.
It was really bad. Mm. So sorry, but we will try harder next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sorry, not sorry?
Don't listen if you hate it this much.
Yeah, I'm not sorry.
Yeah.
We're not sorry. So instead, we're just going to talk about Blade Trinity, which is god-awful, so that's not any better, is
not
it?
Not really.
Oh, God. It was a strong opening, and now it's all going down the toilet. Okay, Eamon, how did you watch Blade? In fact, before we even get into that, let's just get something out of the way. Blade Trinity's gone in the macerating tank of despair.
Yeah.
I made an executive decision. You agree, right?
Yeah, it's rubbish.
Cool. So let's backtrack. How did you watch that film that's now gone from the face of the earth?
I watched it sort of lying in bed with my laptop sort of on my stomach. I watched half of it during the day and half of it at night, both times I fell asleep. And I just drifted off.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, that makes sense. I watched it downstairs when my wife had gone to sleep, and I resented every moment of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've been that cross about watching a film since Ambulance, the Michael Bay film.
Yes, that was terrible, wasn't it?
Anyway, I'm in charge of the summary this week after a lot of back and forth and unrest. But you can try next time if you like,
okay.
If you want. But this week it's me.
Yeah.
So what have you had a drink of for me to summary-wise the film in what you've done?
Well, it's obviously a film all about vampires, so I did drink some blood. But
okay.
Obviously I'm not an actual vampire, so couldn't drink human blood. So I drank mouse blood.
How many mice did you drain in order to get a substantial amount of blood?
Just one, and I was sick.
And how long did that give me?
A minute and 8 seconds.
Wow. Still a very long wee from the from the mouse blood. Did you drink something else after?
To wash out the taste, yeah.
With a couple of gallons of cider?
I drank some mouse urine.
Again, not sure how that provided you with such a long wee time. I'm trying to bail you out of this.
I know.
But you're,
it's rubbish.
This is improv is not happening.
It's not happening
tonight.
Well, okay. I will. I've had a shocking day. I played tennis and I lost really badly. and I played yeah. really badly, and it was really embarrassing because you have to post the results in this WhatsApp group.
Oh.
And I'm sort of seen as one of the more senior figures in the club, so it's like humiliating.
You should win.
So yeah, I'm sorry I'm not able to improvise great stuff. I'm just in a fucking awful mood.
I knew he was morose.
The fact I was able to just do this is like, I'm amazed I didn't call it off, because I'm so, so cross.
Be grateful. Be grateful, guys.
That whole mouse thing, that's as good as it's going to get. So fuck off.
I also had a terrible night. I said to you, we were going to order a curry and the usual place. I put in the order and my wife suggested a new place that had just opened up. So I said, okay, let's try that. I went to collect it. I was there for half an hour waiting. Too long. They didn't apologize.
That's annoying.
Took it home. One of the dishes was like stone cold. Steve Austin.
Yeah.
And the others were rubbish. And I was so hungry when I got home. Like, I couldn't think.
Yeah.
You know when you get so angry you can't think? So we'd ordered some rice, but it had egg in it and I can't eat egg. So I left the house and walked to the shop. Bought myself some rice and then came back and then heated up the rice and then was really cross and ate half of the food, which was rubbish, and then had a crisp sandwich.
Oh, man.
That was my dinner. So I mean, both pretty rubbish night.
Yeah. So. So there you go. I mean,
should we just keep flashing?
Yeah. Yeah. Just go with it, yeah.
And we've got to talk about a really rubbish film. Let's get this summary out of the way and we can lay
this
into
is Friday, Friday night we're doing this on, by the way. I should be watching another episode of Masters of the Air, being slightly disappointed by it.
Anyway, all right. So 1 minute, 8 seconds.
1 minute, 8 seconds.
That's a lot longer than I need.
Okay. But, all right. Let's go. 3, 2, 1, go.
We open in the Syrian desert where Parker Posey and Triple H find a bad guy from a Power Rangers episode in a styrofoam temple called Drake. To stop Blade, not the Blade we know, a much worse Blade, interfering in their vampire plans, they frame him for the murder of a man and get the trigger-happy FBI on him, leading to the death of his pal Kris Kristofferson, who mercifully gets to sit out the rest of the film. That unfortunate legacy is handed over to his daughter Jessica Biel and her mate Deadpool, who are vampire hunters with an overly complicated plan to take out Dracula and all the other vampires, which they do eventually, and then Dracula shapeshifts into Blade or something? No one cares, the end.
Yeah. Okay, it's 40 seconds.
That was more than it deserved.
Yeah.
But, you know, brief, slick. You can compliment the summary. Ignore all the other stuff around it. That was pretty good. Pretty good.
I think, I mean, I to touch upon this last time, you're going very much for brevity, but not the wit. I think you've gone for the...
Yeah, let's see how yours goes next week.
I know it'll go better than this because I will write some jokes.
You're going to spend all week.
It's going to be like a Jimmy Carr monologue.
Hang on. Right, okay. We had Power Rangers Styrofoam Temple. We got the whole Kris Kristofferson sitting out the rest of the film. Unfortunate Legacy. That was quite funny.
They're not jokes, though, are they? They're not like structured like a joke. You're saying like Styrofoam Temple is not a joke. That's like
it's an observation.
An observation.
And just the whole, like, you know, so quick because I don't really care about it. Like, it's a vibe, you know, it's that kind of thing. We'll deconstruct yours next time.
Yeah.
I know it'll be good because you're going to spend...
I will spend all week on it now.
All week on it. And if it doesn't make me roll around on the floor, I'm going to be
It's going to be like the Oscars, like, opening monologue.
It'll be like Ricky Gervais at the Golden Globes.
It's going to be so slick.
I'm going to pick a film that's really, like...
Yeah.
We're going to do Schindler's List. Yeah. But next week, we're going to watch The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas. And Eamon can do...
It's brilliant.
A funny, witty summary for that. Anyway, Blade Trinity. Now... I was trying to think back to Blade when it came out. I think you saw it before I did because I remember you loved it and you were telling me how great it was, but I hadn't seen it. And then I did see it and I loved it. And number two, I loved as well.
Yeah.
And then there was this.
It was probably like a time of age thing for us because I think we were maybe 17 or 18 or something like that.
Yeah.
But it just felt like really badass, really violent. Just like Wesley Snipes was like a real badass character.
He was super cool.
And just really cool. And just like the vampires were like a really credible threat. You were scared by them.
They were. And you know what? Like, the effects weren't great. Like, vampires burning up. It didn't look amazing, but it didn't matter. Because it still had, like, an impact. The way it was shot, it just worked. You know, the soundtrack, the energy, it was just great. And then the effects were, I'd say, much better in the second one. And they had scary vampire-eating vampires.
Yes. Well, the first one was directed by Stephen Norrington. He is a really interesting director. He started out as, a special effects guy. And so he worked on stuff like Aliens and Alien 3 also. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, an amazing visualist. And then he directed a couple of movies and then Blade and then League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, which was this huge mess. And he kind of completely retreated from filmmaking after that.
That was that.
Second one was Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah.
And as you said, sort of subverted it somewhat by having vampires who eat vampires.
Yeah, who were awesome and scary.
Yeah, and really scary.
And then, so I read that this one, originally, it was going to be like Blade in I Am Legend kind of scenario. So Blade was like the last vampire person on Earth or something. But the budget for that was huge. So instead, they had this idea of introducing the Night Stalkers, the, you know, this extra group that Blade would join. There's various stories. David S. Goyer is clearly a very talented writer. And he, all he directed was a sort of a very low budget movie with Wesley Snipes in it, I believe. And then he was handed the reins of this. So it was a bit much, but Wesley Snipes was very difficult. He was method. So he would be Blade. Mm. He sent post-it notes from Blade because he didn't want to communicate with the director anymore. And then he sued the filmmakers afterwards for like $5 million. And then they kind of sued him back, countersued, and it was very messy indeed.
It must be difficult, though, when you're carrying the film, so you have to feel comfortable with what's being made. And he said he hated this idea of him having a big team up.
Yeah.
Because Blade is like a lone wolf. Like,
yeah.
That's a huge part of who he is.
But wouldn't you just make the most of it? Like, try? Apparently, the fight sequences, he was barely there. Any scene that could be done with a body double was done. It made me wonder if the scene, like the fight scenes, because they were dreadful. They were so choppy. You only knew someone got hit because you heard a punch sound. And it made me wonder if that was a necessity to cover up the fact that Wesley Snipes wasn't there.
Yeah.
But the whole film's just a shambles. Like, it starts bad. The monsters are bad. Dracula was rubbish. Like, Dracula, for God's sake. He's the best vampire. And he was awful.
He should sort of chill you. Like, it's that guy Dominic Purcell from Prison Break. He's kind of like, he's kind of the guy who your mum takes a shine to when you're on a cheap Greek holiday. at the resort.
Yeah.
That's the kind of vibe that he brings. Is,
like, guy who brings you drinks at the pool.
Pretty much. Yeah, the guy who sort of spends a bit too long looking at your wife.
Yeah.
You're just like, just back off.
But also she doesn't say anything to dissuade him.
Yeah. But also, like, you're ultimately just like, I mean, I'm not intimidated by you because you're a f***ing waiter, so just f*** off.
The guy who your wife has an affair with on holiday.
Yes, that guy.
But only for the duration of the holiday. Like, she doesn't want to take him home.
My point is that he's not intimidating.
Yeah.
Go on.
Like, what I'm saying is, there, you know, it would only be like a couple of nights that your wife spends with him.
Yeah.
It's no more than that. For her, it's just a bit of fun. For you, obviously, it's really deflating, to say the least, because your wife's had an affair. But you come home, it was a holiday. You agree that what happened on holiday stays on holiday. So, you know, you agree to move on. But it's always there, isn't it? It's always there. There's an underlying tension which never goes away from your relationship after that.
Yeah.
Is that the kind of guy you mean?
Yes.
Right, okay. Yeah. I just wanted to be, you know, be sure.
Yeah, no, it was,
that we were on the same page.
Yeah, we are on the same page. I mean, I did explain how cross I was earlier. I feel like you've somehow glossed over that.
This is why it's funnier. This is why it's funny. It's funnier than it would normally be because I can see your cross.
Yeah, I'm just not going to be as indulgent as I usually am, Ben. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, not at all.
No.
No.
I watched Lord of the Rings with my kids recently, and that was a brilliant example of a PG film where like Sauron is really formidable. He's made so formidable. They do so much work, and you're like,
oh yeah, he looks great.
Oh my god, this guy is like, it's really scary. Whereas this, honestly, this guy, he does have that kind of like, he's really short and he's got quite like a high-pitched voice and he just has no gravity to him.
When he first appears, he looks like Shredder.
Yes.
He's like Shredder from like the old Turtles movie. And yeah, and then he's not Dracula. He's just some like stocky, you know, waiter from The Holiday. That's who he is.
Yes. Yes, the one who had an affair with your wife.
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't going to go into it again, but if you want to, we can dwell on it. What was he wearing, the waiter? Would he wear shorts?
He'd be dressed like Dracula. I'm sure at one point he had like one of those open shirts with like...
Yes, he would, wouldn't he?
It's like a necklace that's string and then like
you know what he
beads.
Is? He's not the waiter. He's the manager. He's the manager, isn't he? You know, the manager would swan around with the open shirt.
Right.
You probably, out of the corner of your eye, you'd see him berating one of the members of staff.
Or he's the singer in the two-man band. So not the guitarist, the singer.
Yes. Yes, the singer. Mm. Yeah, the one that all the ladies like.
Yeah.
For a couple, one, two max nights.
And then, yes.
And then they realise they made a mistake.
Yeah.
Terrible mistake. Yeah. Dracula.
So there you go. Bad guy is terrible. Protagonist is terrible. I thought Jessica Biel was bad. And I know you quite like Deadpool. I think Ryan Reynolds is the worst. He does that thing which I find so cringeworthy, which is the creative swearing.
Mm.
It's like a rude word plus animal. It's like the classic example. So someone's just like, oh, you're such like a cock weasel or something like that. As soon as I hear someone saying something like that, I make a mental note to hate them.
Oh, okay.
And I'll just be like, you and I will never be friends because you make... That's not a joke.
Yeah.
And Ryan Reynolds does that so many times in this film.
I didn't enjoy watching him now, but I think at the time I can see why he stood out as the only redeeming thing, because what he was doing was not done to death like he's done it now.
At least he tried, I suppose you could say.
He did try. I rewatched the Deadpool movies. They're fun. They're good fun.
I just hate that shtick. I think it's...
Yeah, I know. You don't dig it. Like, I don't like Jack Black's shtick.
Mm-hmm.
Bothers me.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's a nice guy. Ryan Reynolds is a nice guy. It's not, you know... It's not get personal.
They're not, Ben. None of them are.
He didn't
have
an affair with your wife. It's not. So I need to... Yeah, and then... Oh, there's just... It's just rubbish. Parker Posey was... Like, she's not scary, is she?
But that's the annoying thing. Is that I really like Parker Posey. She's a really good actress.
Yeah.
But her and Triple H, who's in it.
Yeah.
They made that gang of vampires, like, goons. Like, silly.
Yes. Just compared to the others, it's so disappointing. There's dogs and cats that are vampires at the end.
I mean, that's... Yeah.
Like, what? Why are they there?
Did you not think... There's a scene where Blade is chasing Drake and Drake jumps off the top of a building, lands on top of a car and then jumps off. Did you not think that was one of the worst bits of stunt work you'd ever seen?
Absolutely dreadful. I don't think any part of that was a stunt, really.
It is just like so bad.
It looks so bad. And why is he running away? Why was he running away from Blade? It's like Sauron running away from Frodo or something.
Did you like the arrow shooting sequence where every time she shoots an arrow, it goes a little bit faster?
No, I hated it. I hated the film. All I wanted to see was Triple H blow a load of blood in the air, and that didn't even happen. That would have been good.
Yeah, it didn't even happen.
No, that didn't happen either. I think we need to stop watching films that we hate.
Sounds good.
Apparently, you know, people like hearing us suffer.
Mm.
Hearing us just moan, but there's a middle ground. Like Highlander.
Like Highlander.
Highlander had redeeming qualities.
Yeah. I think because it had some redeeming qualities, it kind of helps inspire interesting chats. Whereas if something's really bad,
yeah,
it just makes you want to shit on it. It doesn't make you want to go like,
yes.
Ben, if you were a an archer, what would be your fastest arrow? Like, you can't.
How fast would you shoot?
Yeah,
an arrow?
You can't think of anything funny. You're just thinking, I hated that bit, and I hated this other bit.
If you were Dracula back from the job, If you were Dracula back from the job. Look, we've already flashed it, so let's move on to the top five. So I was fortunate enough this week to go for a meal at the Shard with my mum, and it was lovely. Got to sit by a window, had a great view. But a lot of people said to me, why are you doing that? Because this is like a special event, right? You don't go to the Shard for a meal every day. I didn't know why. I knew she'd invited me out to dinner with her and my stepdad, but I didn't know why. But Eamon, you had some ideas, didn't you? So this time we're going to do top five reasons why my mum might have invited me to the Shard.
Desperately need some funny stuff here, so...
We do. We struggled with this.
Well,
notes to selves. Friday nights are difficult.
Yeah.
Monday's better. Refresher.
Monday
is better.
I like doing it on Mondays because I'm not so tired. And Friday night, it's the only night I really get to relax.
Yeah. Okay. Not Friday night. Maybe not a film that has less than 40% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
Anyway, so Eamon, you can start. Why did my mum invite me to the Shard for a meal?
She's getting divorced again.
Ooh. Wow. Yeah. You. This really is about my mum, isn't it? I thought it might be like the royal mum.
Specific mum.
My specific mother.
All right, your next one.
I thought it might be that she had bought the London Eye for me and wanted to show me from the Shard.
Oh.
That she'd bought it. She didn't buy me the London Eye.
Oh, that's annoying.
It would have been pretty good, wouldn't it? What would you do with the London Eye if someone bought it for you?
I would sit at the front and by looks alone tell people who I didn't like the look of that they weren't coming on. That would be my best job.
That would be brilliant.
Because you know what? I'm a superb judge of character based on looks alone.
And you do emote well.
I do, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that would be good. Okay, next.
Wants to show Ben new party trick where she swallows whole Cumberland sausage in one go. Was it that?
Thankfully, it wasn't that. No. No, we did. We had some delicious food. No sausages. Okay, I thought she might have got me up there to tell me that she's adopted a child.
Oh.
From another country.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Yeah, from abroad.
From where in particular?
I don't know. Like, maybe from China or or from Iran, you know? Just a place.
Nothing wrong with that, is there?
She didn't know.
Oh.
So actually, I was quite upset with her. Like, why haven't you adopted a child? Are you... That's mean.
You'd love another brother or sister.
I would.
Yeah.
Next.
Oh, this is interesting. This has already sort of come up. This is like the theme of the show. Showing prowess of new magical ring that makes her disappear. Ooh.
Oh. Imagine that. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
And if she... Yeah, where would she have met me? She could have met me in the lift.
Oh, God, that would be amazing.
I wouldn't know, would I?
Yeah.
Get in the lift, and then she takes off the ring. Oh! I'd be so scared.
Oh, hello, Ben.
Oh, God.
It's me, your mum.
Yeah.
Hello.
Right.
That's how she
right
sounds.
Right in my face as well. Yeah. She could get really close.
It's your mum.
Do you know what? She would stare down Sauron's dark eye. Just about get one over on you. She'd put up with that.
She would.
Giant eye, lidless, wreathed in flame. Weirdly, that's describing your mum's eye, isn't it?
Lidless. Eye?
Yeah, she only has one eye. Ben's mum has only one eye.
My mum is the hardest man in Plymouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. She is.
Okay, the last one was that she had to watch a bomb explode in the centre of London.
Oh, wow.
Because you'd get a great view from up there.
Did she...
You know, if she blew up St. Paul's Cathedral...
Yeah.
Prime position.
Like the end of Fight Club.
Yes.
She'd pull you up.
Exactly.
Blow up London.
Exactly like that. I actually shot myself in the cheek because I realised that... that I don't have a mum. She's just an imaginary half of me.
Yeah.
I live vicariously through her.
Yeah.
Yeah, then London blew up. It was crazy.
Yeah. Do you all remember when Ben shot himself in the cheek and London blew up? I can't believe you didn't mention that at the top of the show.
I know. It just didn't seem interesting until now, I guess. Yeah. So that was a nice creative top five, wasn't it?
A little glimmer of hope there at the end of...
We've just been talking again. You wouldn't have heard it because we had to sit out about...
I'm sorry.
How we're going to approach the top five in future. And we're quite excited.
We are quite excited. I mean...
You are sad and cross.
I will be excited when I stop being sad and cross.
It's content, if nothing else.
I know, it's the worst.
I mean, that is literally all it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. And, you know, when my kids inevitably find this, probably in their teens... And listen to it thinking, to confirm their suspicions that I'm hugely lame. I don't want them to mislead them into thinking that I'm always like super razzed up and happy.
No, you won't know. You'll be dead. So they
doesn't give me very long at all.
You won't know, so it's fine. Doesn't matter, does it?
What's it going to be? Heart attack?
I think God's going to drop a truck of sugar on you to spite you. For all that secret sugar eating that you promised over Lent.
I cannot think of a better way to
just get covered in sugar.
My kids have both been saying to me, like my daughter was saying, like, I'm just going to make you a big bowl of sugar on Easter Sunday. And you're just going to sit there and you're going to eat it all. And I was like, yeah, I would. I definitely would.
You know, seriously, though, you can sneak in the odd little snack here and there.
Mm.
Like you're not letting anyone down. What are you trying to prove, Eamon?
Well, our children now, we've made them give up sweets and chocolate for Lent, like I used to. The reason I keep on telling them is that it's character building.
Wow, you're a good liar. So you could get away with this.
I know.
Yeah.
No, I feel guilty. If I was doing it by myself, I would have caved like weeks ago.
Here we are. Here it is. You feel guilty. And that I can relate to, so that's all I need to hear. It's guilt.
It's all guilt, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm glad that we managed to arrive at that.
It felt like a therapy session.
It did. And thank you to our Patreons. Why would you invite Mike Foster to the Shard?
To probably propose.
Yeah, to him. Why would you invite Raph to the Shard?
Show him the results of the secret camera I installed in his house.
And that's a good place to do it because he can't really kick off in the Shard, can he?
Take him somewhere public, exactly, yeah.
Exactly, that's smart. And why would you invite my mum to the Shard?
Show her my party trick where I eat a whole Cumberland sausage.
And my dad?
Do you know what? I just like hanging out with your dad and talk about sailing and stuff.
Canoes, yeah.
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 He would love that.
He'd love it if you took him to the Shard.
Can you imagine? Do you think he'd say yes straight away, or do you think there'd be like a bit of weirdness where he'd be like, why is Eamon inviting me to the Shard?
Immediate yes. And it wouldn't just be yes, it would be yes! Finally. All right, man.
Well,
if you want more of us, which I very much doubt you do, then you can find us on social media. And, you know... You knew what you were getting into here. You've seen Blade Trinity if you've listened to the episode. You know how rubbish it is.
You knew
we weren't going to like it. What are you going to do?
You know we've got shit lives and we hate ourselves.
That's it.
So
I feel guilty about everything.
Yeah.
I'm going to feel guilty about this because I've let you down.
Same. You know? Yeah. We're going to finish this and then we're going to have a big discussion, apologising to each other.
Yeah.
And then... Just, I'm
apologize.
I'm going to stay up drinking, I think. That's what I'm going to do.
Sugar.
Sugar, yeah. I'm going to melt, make some molten sugar, drink it straight.
I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah.
Next time, yeah?
Next time. All right, keep flushing.